Cape Talk. WhatsApp Sarah Jane
on 072-567-1567.
All right, now, when TikTok burst onto the social media platform scene a few years back, it provided a platform for, it seemed, mostly young people to generate and share all sorts of content. In the main, it seemed to be impossibly attractive teenagers dancing to Justin Bieber and doing lip-syncing sort of funny audio clips. But with over 800 million users, almost half of whom are 16 to 24, TikTok also offers a space for younger people to offer each other support and solidarity. And that's how my next guest has managed to accumulate a 40,000 strong following on the app with more than 1.2 million views. Max Salwood is part of a growing number of young people who use the platform to talk about mental health in an effort to banish the stigma attached to conditions like anxiety, depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. Delighted to say that Max joins us via Zoom this morning. And today is, in fact, World Mental Health Day. A very good morning to you, Max. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Total pleasure. Listen, TikTok, does it get a bad rap unfairly?
I think unfairly is the word. Yeah, I think it's like one of these places where, because it's so like new on the scene and it was like the loud kind of new guy, I think everyone at first was like, not too sure about this thing. But I think with every app, we've seen of Instagram, with YouTube, with Facebook, like it has space to mature, and that's definitely what it's been doing over the past, like I would say six months of the last year. It's really, really starting to mature and like fit into its rightful place, and really, really preaches like this whole kind of world of inclusivity, and you know, in really, I think allows a space for people to kind of really speak their mind instead of having like a very polished, highlighted version of their lives like you get on Instagram or other social platforms.
There have been awful cases on TikTok, and in whilst I hear what you're saying, there have been terrible instances on TikTok of bullying, people even taking their own lives on the app. Why did you think that for you it was a platform that you wanted to use to talk about your own mental health?
So I think for me, first of all, it was the thing of as a bit of backstory, I've kind of had mental health issues basically my entire life, unknowingly, until I found out around the age of 18, 19. That's when I kind of understood what was going on. And I wish that I had had a person to kind of, I guess, guide me in a way, in that sense of like just knowing that it's absolutely fine to feel that way. Yeah. And for me, when I kind of, obviously when TikTok came about and it started to kind of get a bit more trendy, I then realized that, you know, there's a younger demographic on there than Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and stuff. So I thought, you know what, like, why not go on there and I guess just speak about my experiences in a lighthearted way, nothing too serious, nothing too deep, because at the end of the day, it needs to be entertaining and it needs to be uplifting. So, you know, now I just provide, I guess, funny / important / then sometimes deep videos about what I've been through, so then at least people then don't feel like they're alone in a way. So I guess that's why I thought it was important to speak on a platform like TikTok, because the audience is there and people are there and problems are always going to be there when there's people. So why not try and shine some light on it and make people feel like they're less alone?
You've really tapped into something. You've got 40,000 followers or more than, and 1.2 million views. Were you surprised by that? I mean, at the point at which you kind of go, hold on a minute, 1.2 million views of me talking about mental health. Did that surprise you?
A little, yeah, just because obviously I never started talking about that stuff because I wanted views. It was purely like my mindset was, go into this, if it can help one person, sure, then your job is done. Like that was my way of thinking about it. And now I'll, like, every week I'll kind of get a message from someone saying that it's helped them or they feel less alone and stuff, and that for me is like so rewarding, because it's like, okay, cool, it's fine, like it's actually paying off what I'm doing and it seems to be somewhat important to people. So yeah, it is a weird one though. It does feel strange that it's kind of done well.
Do you think that yours is a generation more comfortable talking about mental health? I think back to my school days, and I you know, when I was dealing with an undiagnosed, more than one undiagnosed mental health issue, there was no way in a million years that I even knew. And you know, when I was sort of 15, to come out and say, even if I had been diagnosed at that point, to come out and say, I went to the doctor and they told me I've got borderline personality, or I went to the doctor and they told me that I've got bipolar, it would never have happened. There was just not that space to do it. We used to, in school, talk about people who were mental and crazy. And that was not that long. it was a long time ago, Max, yeah. But it wasn't that long ago. And I just wonder if your generation is one. Are we seeing a generation of people who are happily or more openly, candidly talking about mental health? Because that surely can only be a good thing.
Yeah, so I what I think is really funny from my point of view is that I've actually kind of, I feel like I've lived through two waves of that generation. So the first, like, because I'm 24 now, I think there's a lot of people my age, even when I was a kid, you know, yeah. We still would be like, you know, he's mental, he's crazy. Like I was part of that as well as a young kid. But seeing now, you know, 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds who are going online and being proud of the fact that they are not only, you know, happily diagnosed and understanding what's going on in their brain, but in a sense, it for them, it doesn't matter what people think. And I think there's that counter argument, which a lot of people do which a lot of people say is that, oh, like, what do you think, like, because we're talking about it more, do you not think that's kind of causing more mental health issues? And it's like, well, no, because mental health issues have always been there, but didn't used to talk about them. So I think it's so important that, you know, younger people are talking about it and just being fully open about it, because it's, at the end of the day, I'm a huge believer in just conversation, and conversation around the topic is, first of all, the first step to take, and it's so important. So if you're going through something like I was, literally just speaking about it let this huge weight off my chest and just allowed me to think, like, oh, okay, I'm actually not alone here, even though I thought I was. I think it's great. I think it's so important, and I think this generation is an extremely impressive and strong generation that's to come. And, you know, the fact that we are a lot more inclusive and accepting and with everything, not just mental health, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think there's almost a sense sometimes, I think, from sort of older generations than mine, that it's almost as if mental health issues don't affect young people, that you get to 25 or 26 or 30 and then you have mental health issues. And the truth is, no, what's happening is we're suffering for years and years and years as undiagnosed people. Then we finally get some agency, or somebody, we finally meet somebody who says, do you think maybe you should go and see somebody? And then you get diagnosed, and then you are able to say, oh, yes, that explains why X, Y and Z since the age of 10. This misconception that young people don't have mental health issues or that they're not serious enough to deal with, or the fear, I think, sometimes of, well, yes, but we don't want a whole medicated generation of children. That's not the solution. The solution isn't always to start medicating. It might be something else, but you need to be addressing it. You need to be aware of it in order to treat it. I think you are doing extraordinary stuff, Max, and I think you are one of as I said in the intro, you are one of a number of people of your generation. It makes me feel terribly old to keep saying your generation, but I think I'm going to have to. Who are at the forefront of opening up conversations around mental health. And I think that's hugely important. I wish you good mental health. And thanks very much for joining us, Max Selwood.
Thank you so much. Cheers.